You have two coaches that know each other so well. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
It's an advantage, but it's all about, I feel like the players got to trust that you, I mean, just you got to trust the game plan and stick with it. You know, everybody know everybody. You know, coach just came from there. I played under Coach Reed. I kind of understand his offense a little bit. I do know, you know, they love to chip guys. They love to, you know, stop the D-line and get the D-line out the game sometimes. And I think, you know, that's the way I'm going into it. I'm going into it thinking that I'm going to have to really run to the ball to make some plays. And, you know, that's a challenge for us up front to be able to, you know, when they try to take us out of the game, make sure we rally to the ball.
Along with that, you like to crash down and make plays on the opposite side of the line. They run that jet sweep to Tyreek Hill. I know on times you have the outside contain. How do you manage that discipline to not crash down and just maintain your assignment?
I guess we'll worry about that when the game comes. I guess you'll see. But right now, you know, he's a fast boy. You know, we just got to – whoever's on him got to make sure they stick with him because really we're going to do what we do. And I'm going to continue to keep crashing down and play that run because that's kind of like, you know, something that they do. You know, they have a lot of stuff running around, but really, you know, to get you out your gap so that they can get that run play right up the middle. You know, so I just got to do my job and, you know, make sure that I just key in on who I'm supposed to get. You know, and I can't really worry about him, and I just got to rally to that. And somebody will be playing him, trust me.
You were getting a lot of double teams on Sunday, yeah. He's the guy that's supposed to get all those.
Shoot, it's me and Fletchside. I mean, you know, we're going to get them. You know, but that's what's nice because we got a lot of guys that's doing good. Like Timmy, you know, you got to worry about him. You're going to put double both of us. You got to worry about him and Vinny and whoever else in there. I think, man, I'm just excited because last year they kind of got me and Fletch mostly. This year you got a lot of guys that, you know, they really understand this defense now. And that you just can't come at me and Fletch because, you know, we got a bunch of other good ones.
On the sack and fumble, it looked like I thought the running back was going to chip you, but he didn't, which kind of left you and Moses alone, and you kind of took him to the...
They have a lot of trust in their guys up front, and I think we knew that going in. They didn't stay away. They didn't get away from what they do. They like to get five out, you know, and they have six-man protection sometimes. The back kind of scan to see if somebody blitzing, but really... He never really chipped outside too much, so we knew that going in, and we knew they put a lot of, you know, a lot of trust in those guys up front. So we just got to make sure we hit home, and we did what we did. I'm surprised they didn't slide our way, you know, a little more than they did because they usually leave Trent out on the island a lot because he's the left tackle. You know, they pay the big boy on the left, and, you know, that's what they usually leave out on the island. But they left Moses out on the island because, you know, he's been playing good. And I think we just was battling, you know, and that's what it's all about, one-on-ones. And, you know, it was just a better day for me that day.
How's the loss of Ronald Darby impact you?
It has, you know, for me, since I embraced that next man up, next play type of mentality, you know, it sucks, but I'm glad it's not for the season. You know, I'm looking at the positives. I'm like 4 to 6 weeks. That'll be here before you know it. We just need somebody to step up in them 4 to 6 weeks. If not, the rest of the season, you know. We just need people to, you know, take that role of, man, my opportunity came. Here it is. And I take advantage of it.
But what about you personally, though?
I wasn't worried. I was worried in the beginning, like, dang, you know, come on, man, we just got you. Oh, I don't want to, you know, lose you. But when I found out it wasn't that bad, 4 to 6 weeks, I was like, oh, he'll be fine. Now my mindset went into, well, who's going to be that guy that's going to step up? You know, and obviously Patrick Robinson, he's really good too. You know, I'm just excited to see, you know, just how people kind of, how their attitude is when somebody else is out. You know, I try to take it. If somebody, I know me when I was coming off the bench, you know, when T-Co and Connor was here, that was my mindset. Whenever I get my opportunity, I'm make sure I go hard and make sure that I play hard because I'm prepared. As long as they stay prepared, I think they'll be fine.
And Brandon, what's the Andy Reid memory that most stands out to you?
As far as anything,
what during those few years you had with him, when you think back to Andy Reid, is what you remember?
What I remember, it's kind of what I said a little earlier, was like, you know, he's the guy that's, you know, on to the next. Like you mess up, you correct it, we on to the next. No holding on to nothing. Just move on, move forward. Like, and that's what I like. You know, I like a guy that's going to shoot you straight and that's going to, you know, just say what he means. Like, if he say it's over, it's over. You know, he don't worry about, you know, he don't bring it up later on and say, well, this is why I did this, because you did this. You know, he treats you like a grown man until he feel like he got to, you know, watch you a little bit.
What about that time before the Packers? Oh man, that was bad.
But I was a rookie then. When I said I was gonna whisper something in his ear, I was feeling myself at that point.
What did Andy do?
Brought me up in the office and say, "Come on, man, you can't give him, you know, bulletin board material, you know." And he, it's the same. You know, we don't want to give him too much because, you know, that's motivation. You know, I mean, we want them to have to motivate themselves other than, you know, us giving them extra motivation.